This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Be sure to listen to the You Better You Bet podcast for more analysis. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Nick keeps putting out great content. Been watching the clips all over the place. I saw the one of Dog that you had recently, Nick, which was funny. Talking about Bob Costas, we'll get to in a little bit. But I want to start with the Yankees. Your Yankees are in the division series. We started the show. I'm like, yeah, big deal. Like, they're supposed to beat the Royals. What were your takeaways from the Yanks' win over the Royals?
Well, I'm very happy. Great to be on with you guys. And I'm very happy that they won the series, obviously. And happy to have been wrong. Get a lot of people tweeting me, like, oh, you're a fraud Yankees fan. Like, I heard you say you think they're going to lose. Like, okay, like, I did think they might be in trouble. I'm very happy to be wrong. I'm happy that they're in the ALCS. I do think that they are very likely to win the pennant and beat either the Guardians or the Tigers. I think it's going to be Detroit. Skubal pitches, obviously, game five for them, and Detroit's a road favorite in that game. I'll bet Detroit in that game. I think Detroit in a five-game series, or like a best of three, is a lot different than in a best of seven with only one quality starting pitcher in Tarik Skubal, and I don't think the Guardians are any good, like, to beat the Yankees, not with Tanner Bibee as the number one pitcher. So I do think the Yankees are going to win the pennant. I do think the Yankees are going to go to the World Series, and I'm really, like, I'm not trying to be negative here. I don't do this for shtick, but you bring me on and you guys label me, right, as Odyssey's betting insider, and I have to give what I think is the best betting advice. What do I actually think is going to happen if I bet on it? Not what do I want to happen, which is the Yankees to win and sweep the Mets and win every game by 50 runs. That is the ideal scenario. What do I think is going to happen? I think they make the World Series and they lose to whoever comes out of the National League, including the Mets, if it happens, and I would want to walk into traffic if that transpired. At least I can make some money on it, though, if it does happen. So that's my honest assessment.
Well, why were you so, I mean, unless I get it, they have Witt and they have Perez and Lugo, but like, so you think the Yankees will win this series, whomever they play. By the way, so do I, Nick, but you were lukewarm and a little worried about the Royals. You thought the Royals were that much better than the Tigers and the Guardians?
I like the Royals, like, frontline starting pitching, and to be fair, like, the Yankees' bats didn't do a ton in any of these games, really. And if it had gotten to, and it didn't, thankfully, and to be fair, like, I crushed Garrett Cole for game one on Saturday. He was obviously magnificent last night. But BT, I'll ask you, and like, it didn't come to this. The Yankees had lost last night. Like, what do you think would have happened on Saturday?
Well,
game five?
Rodon probably would have been rocked, which is why I was saying yesterday and even really the day before, hey, you might want to look ahead. It's kind of a defeatist way of looking, but rather than give the ball to Rodon with your season in the balance, maybe you put heel last night and maybe you push back Garrett Cole to potential game five. And if not, he's ready to go game one. Like, yeah, how do you handle that? They don't have to. Oh, next series they might have to. How do you give the ball to Rodon in that situation? How do you justify that?
Well, and like,
but they were going to.
I know. And like, and this is where my problem, like, lies with the Yankees. And, like, I want them to win. How are they, like, they can beat the Guardians or Tigers. And look, we can all be honest about this, right? They got a great draw here with the Astros and the Orioles both getting knocked. Maybe they could have beaten both those teams. Mm-hmm. This is as easy a draw as the Yankees could have asked for.
Also not getting the Tigers in a best of five.
Correct, where you get Scooble potentially twice in a five-game series. So, American League, like, great. You can beat the Royals, Guardians, Tigers. They should beat those teams. I want someone to tell me with a straight face, I want the Yankees to win. How are they beating the Padres? I guess they could beat the Dodgers. I would favor the Dodgers in the series. How are they beating the Mets, if that's what it is? And honestly, like, I think back to 2000 and my late father watching the Subway Series games with him and him having to leave, big Yankee fan, having to leave the house and walk around the frickin' block because he was so nervous. Like, this is like no win for Yankee fans if there's another Subway Series. It's the last thing that we should
want
to see.
No, I want it. No.
Stop it, dude.
It's the best thing. Sal and I spent 30 minutes on this. I want this. You know,
but for the show, it's the best thing ever. But as a Yankee fan, it's a nightmare.
No, it's not. Not if you win. Not if you handle business. And by the way, Nick, I might agree with the Padres, okay? I might agree with that. You said the Yankees wouldn't beat the Mets. You might be right. But how would the Mets beat the Yankees? Like, what's the game plan there? Why so sure the Mets would beat the Yankees?
Well, I'll ask you this. Which pitching staff do you trust more now?
I'll take Gerrit Cole in game one versus anybody. Next.
Okay, so Cole, anyone next. Else versus any of the other Mets starters?
Anybody. And Manaea's been great. But yeah, Gerrit Cole, let's go. See, and then you go game two? All right, let's go, Clark Schmidt. You're up.
You
don't feel good, Clark Schmidt against Quintana?
Or against whomever?
I do.
I'll ask the question again. Which pitching staff, it's not like, is Gerrit Cole the best pitcher? Yes.
Okay.
Which pitching staff do you feel better about, honestly?
The Yankees, because their bullpen's better.
I feel better about the Mets starters, and I will also say, like, and this is something that you can't quantify, this is like a fan thing. Maybe you agree or disagree. Which lineup do you trust more to come through in a big spot right now?
Now you're going to get a different answer. And it's because I do respect how the Mets have played. Right now, I have more confidence that the Mets would situationally hit better, that they grind runs out more. Slight advantage Mets.
Do you want a Subway Series,
yes.
BT?
Yes.
God, I don't.
No, being a wimp.
I'm a wimp.
The reward is not worth the risk.
We beat your ass already, Sal. We don't need to do it again.
It's why I welcome it now. And by the way, if the Mets lost, I was saying it before, Nick, like, this would be the worst loss I've ever experienced as a fan. This story, if they get to the World Series and lose to the Yankees, it would be worse than what happened.
I'm getting worse
than what happened in 2000 at my peak fandom going to 55-plus games that year. I was there to see it at Chase Stadium. It would be worse than a 28-3 late third quarter lead blown in the Super Bowl, the worst loss in the history of the sport by my pathetic Atlanta Falcons. This would be worse because I really believe the Mets are better, and because it would be the one chance the Mets would have to beat the Yankees. They've been better since June.
From June on, they've been
the better team.
Sal, I text you before every Mets round, and I'm like, I'm betting the Mets. I came on the show last week. I bet the Mets against the Phillies, and I said this to you guys last week, I think, and I said it on my Sunday show. Look, this is important if you're a Mets fan, and also if you want to make money. Like, you know, take your fandom aside here. Mets fans, you have to be rooting tonight for the Dodgers.
Yep.
Like, you have to root for the Dodgers tonight. Uh-huh. Mets against the Dodgers, as a betting opportunity, the Mets will be underdogs in that series. Like, I love the Mets. Like, not that they're guaranteed to win. It's a bet that I make, and I feel like I'm going to win the moment I click the button.
I have not watched a lot of the Padres and Dodgers all year long. I admit, I know from a surface stuff, I know the Padres bullpen, but why should Mets fans want the Dodgers that much more than the Padres?
Dodgers have no pitching. They have no, like, frontline starting pitching. And I think the Mets are tougher than they are. And Dave Roberts is a clown.
He doesn't
have a brain. He robo-manager. Oh, must have bullpen game. You know what's funny? Is coming into the year, the Dodgers have 18 starting pitchers. And every single year in do-or-die game four of the NLDS, it's a bullpen game because everyone gets hurt.
That's funny.
And I'll say this about the Padres. The Padres, to me, are Major League Baseball's equivalent. Let me lead you through this here. It's not going to make sense when I first say it. They're the Dallas Cowboys of Major League Baseball right now, in the sense that they are total front runners. So they get out ahead of you, and Tatis hits the homers, and they're dancing, and they're joking, and Machado's throwing the ball into the dugout. When they're ahead of you, they're having a grand old time. But when they get down, like they did in Game 4, when the Dodgers smacked them around in that do-or-die game the other night, you get a different Padres team. And I'll tell you, like, I'm no Mets fan. The Mets are a tough team, and the Padres aren't. When the Padres get ahead of you, they're tough, but they're not tough otherwise. So I will bet the Mets against either the Dodgers or the Padres, but Dodgers is an easier bet to make.
When you know, I like the way you frame that, and I'm going to give the Mets a lot of respect here. Like, if you were to lift up the proverbial hood of the Padres, right? Yeah, the wheels are great. You get it up to 120, 150 on the highway. You know, the 6 stereo system, 300,000 cars. Looks great, right? sunroof, all the stuff, all the bells and whistles. You lift up the hood. You don't love what's under the hood. You lift up the Mets hood, and you just see, there's more substance under the hood.
Yeah, it makes sense, the Mets, honestly. But yeah, it's true. And also, Padres have a big Dylan Cease problem right now, who got shelled in both starts against the Dodgers in the division series, and his mustache is stupid. And I feel like, I don't know how you have confidence in him. He's like Rodon. Anyone have confidence in Carlos Rodon? How is it possible?
BT did. I don't even know if you do anymore.
It's dissipated quick.
I can't. Especially, by the way, Nick, after you go lights out, I was at that game, the ferocious roar of the Yankee fans when Rodon sticking his tongue out going nuts like Michael Jordan in the first inning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Almost like there's three outs in a baseball game and not 27.
Yeah, you're not the closer, bro. You're just getting started here. But on a night like that, with the crowd behind him, with him starting out like that, he can't even get through the fourth inning.
Guys, he stinks.
Yeah, well.
But how about this? He doesn't stink. He's like a better version of Sonny Gray. I think you put him somewhere else where there's less pressure. I think he'll do really well. But you come to New York and the spotlight's on him, I don't think he's got it. I have no confidence in him.
We're talking about Nick Costos, BT, and Sal on the Fan. Do you have an issue with Malik Nabers? I know he's out again, unfortunately, with a concussion. You have an issue with him being at that concert, the Travis Scott concert at MetLife as a Giant fan?
I have more of an issue with his choice in music than I do about him going to the concert. No, I just want him. I want him to get well. In all seriousness, he got concussed 15 days ago. It was 2 weeks ago yesterday, the Thursday night game against the Cowboys. And he's a young kid. I give the Giants credit for holding him out here if he's not ready to go. He's too important to the long-term future of the team.
Right.
I don't want to get into, the concept, whatever. He's a kid. It is what it is. It's fine. I move on.
Can they win that game Sunday night?
Probably not. I was excited to bet them. This was when I thought Nabers was playing, and also before I found out that Thibodeau had a broken bone in his wrist and now is going to be week to week. And I'm just going to give you an underrated storyline in this game that no one's going to talk about, and I think it'll matter. So Zach Moss, who's one of Cincinnati's running backs, we thought he wasn't going to play. He's going to play now on Sunday night. Why that's important? He's a tremendous pass-protecting running back, and the Bengals don't have another one. So when Shane Bowen is sending linebackers and safeties and Dexter Lawrence, not that he can handle Dexter Lawrence one-on-one, but just saying, having him there on obvious passing downs is going to make a big difference, and Burrow is playing out of his mind right now. I'd love to tell you the Giants can win or cover. I would never bet it. I like the Bengals.
You like the over or the under real fast before I ask you something about the Jets?
I honestly think the Giants might struggle in this game, even against the bad Bengals defense. Lean towards the under, but I'm not going to bet it.
Okay, so Nick, what kind of pop do we get here anytime you get a coaching change? Raiders had a little bit of this with Pierce a year ago before that faded. I think things could change in a big way Monday for the Jets, but people also think that sometimes I'm too optimistic. What are you thinking about Monday?
Well, I think I don't know when Devontae Adams will make his Jets debut, but I think it's going to be soon.
Can you get him?
I think I'm not reporting anything. I think that's going to happen at some point in the next couple days. I'm not reporting that. Like, no one, like, it's not like Nick Costos says this. Just the feeling that I get is that that's going to be done at some point in the next
Who's their strongest competition?
I'm hearing, like, well, now with Carr out for New Orleans for a couple weeks.
It's the coffin here. Jeez,
I'm
dying.
Can somebody get BT some water?
I am dying here. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. I got this tickle in my throat. I can't stop coughing. I've been coughing for 10 freaking minutes.
That's what you
sound about. I got tears in my eyes. I'm dying over here.
Davante Adams will make it better. I think it might be the Steelers. And I'll just give you like 5 seconds on that. Like, George Pickens barely played in the game on Sunday. He's a knucklehead. Like, they need a receiver if they're going to compete this year. So I think it's Pittsburgh, but I think Devontae will be a Jet when it's all said and done. So my thoughts on the Jets-Bills game. I have no idea. Nobody does, right? If Jeff Ulbrich is a good head coach, we have no idea. Here's what I can tell you. There's no way he's worse than Robert Saleh.
Yep. Yep.
No way. So the statistical likelihood is that if Saleh's a 1 out of 10 and Ulbrich's a 3, you've improved, even if he's a 3 out of 10. Here's what else I know. Well, actually, we do know this for a fact. Todd Downing is not a great play caller. We saw it in Tennessee. He's not great. Also, he's definitely better than Nathaniel Hackett. Like, the Jets have almost certainly upgraded at head coach and offensive play caller. Almost certainly, given... like, 1 out of 10 Saleh, 1 out of 10 Coach Hack. So I think the Jets are going to be better on Monday night. And then for Buffalo, like, very important here for people that want to bet this game, fantasy, whatever. Khalil Shakir doesn't practice yesterday for Buffalo, neither does James Cook. Shakir is more important here. People will look last week, guys, at Josh Allen's stat line against the Texans. 9 of 130, 131 yards, and say, well, Josh Allen must have played poorly in the game. Well, I would suggest that you watch the game, because none of his receivers get open. None of them. It is a huge problem. Khalil Shakir, and it's not like Jerry Rice we're talking about. Khalil Shakir is the only receiver on this team that can get any separation. And when he's the piece of the Jenga tower, you pull him out, the whole thing comes crumbling down. Like, you're in bad shape here. And if he doesn't play, Coleman can't separate. MVS can't separate. Hollins can't separate. You double the tight end, Dalton Kincaid, you have no passing offense. And the Jets defense has long since solved Josh Allen and this Bills offense.
I like it. Favorable.
I love the Jets on Monday.
That a boy, Nick.
Now, to be fair, you and I both, and BT as well, we love the Jets against the Vikings on Sunday.
They should have won the game. I mean,
I know, but they should have won the game. They're down 17-0. Should have won the game.
Like, defense play. Yeah, you know what? Like, yes, Rodgers threw the picks. That's fair. Defense played great.
Now, we were texting about this during the game, and we disagreed. I thought Rodgers looked awful. You did not think Rodgers played that poorly.
I thought that the offensive line was terrible. I thought Lazard let him down. And look, like, God. Because, like, I lose money on this stuff. The Lazard drop in the end zone. Can you catch the ball, guy?
That was a great throw.
Please. Yeah, and then, like, Mike Williams at the end. Like, people want to put that on Rodgers. Or, like, hey, Rodgers has been making this throw for 20 years. Mike Williams, figure it out, buddy. So, the throw to Van Ginkle was terrible, the pick six. The other interception where he overthrew the receiver to Harrison Smith is bad, too. I thought Rodgers played well enough to win on Sunday. Doesn't mean he played great, to be fair.
I'll tell you, though, Nick, if the Bills aren't as good, if they're true to what you're saying here and they're not that good, the AFC, I mean, even the Chiefs don't look that good. Where are we looking in the AFC? The Ravens? I mean, who's the team to be in the AFC if it's not the Bills being at least one of those top three or four teams?
Yeah, I think the way to frame the question is, and I actually did this on my show this week, You Bet weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Great show, if I do say so myself. If you had to bet on one AFC team to beat Kansas City in Arrowhead in January,
because
that's what this is going
to
be. Right. That's what it is, right? Who would you bet on? It's never, like, I would sooner bet peace in the Middle East than the Bills to beat the Chiefs in January. Never. Absolutely not. Never. Bills off the list. Ravens off the list.
Wow.
Been there, done that. Off the list. Like, it's actually,
I mean, who's left?
He's getting to the Jets. Watch.
Well, I think the Jets are one of these teams. Oh, like, you can make, the upside is still there. It is still there. It might be unlocked with this. It's possible. Maybe unlikely, but possible. But I think, like, statistically, if you, like, the team that I think has this, if you wanted to say Cincinnati, they're 1-4. They're way behind the eight ball. I wouldn't say them. It almost has to be Houston. It almost has to be the Texans when they get Nico Collins back. Because we don't know we know Stroud's great. How great is he? Good defense, good coaching staff, potentially elite quarterback with really good weapons. I wouldn't take any of these teams to beat the Chiefs, but if I had to take one right now, and I reserve the right to change my mind, long season, we're a third of the way through the regular season, I would take the Houston Texans.
Real fast, can you see, you can't see Harbaugh maybe coach the Chargers up a little bit, get them a little battle tested? They usually get better, his teams, as the season goes on.
So the issue with the Chargers, I think, like, they can make the playoffs for sure. The issue with the Chargers' upside this year is the way that they have built the team is basically to grind you into dust, right? They've turned Justin Herbert into a game manager. They have two excellent tackles in Alton Slater, who will both be back this week for the game on the road in Denver, and they want to run the ball, and they have no good receivers, and they want to play good defense. I think that's a formula, BT, that could get you to 10 wins, could get you into the playoffs, and I guess in the right situation, if you play the Chiefs and Mahomes throws three picks any given Sunday, maybe. I just think the style they play, it's so unlikely that they could beat, you know, the Ravens in Baltimore or the Chiefs in Kansas City if it came down to it.
Maybe next year would be the year for the Chargers. All right, Nick, thank you very much. We appreciate it as always.
Wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning best, the absolute very best of luck. And like any Yankee fan that wants to see the Mets, like, get your freaking heads examined, guys.
That was the host of You Bet or You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. You all right?
Giancarlo.
And you get that.
I'm hanging in there.
It's hard once you get that tickle, right?
Yo, I couldn't get rid of it. You had it for a couple days.
Well, that was I was legit like sick. I think.
Yeah.
It seems like you just like you had some popcorn or something.
No, it wasn't the kernel. I don't know. I don't feel sick. I'm not sick. I cannot get rid of this tickle. It's brutal.
And you tried drinking the water, maybe a little hot tea during the break.
I did. I tried it all. By the way, I'm more concerned with Costos eventually finding his stones to want the Mets in the World Series than my tickle in my throat.
He knows you don't want this.
Yeah. He ain't me.
You don't want this. Oh, baby, this would be the sweetest victory. As bad as it would be if they lost, it would be the sweetest victory ever if the Mets, in fact, beat the Yankees in the World Series.
That is right. A lot of risk and a lot of reward, potentially.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.